from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
Russia is being threatened with severe tariffs by President Trump if a peace deal with Ukraine is not reached in 50 days. While meeting with the NATO Secretary General, Mark Rutte, Trump also announced a new deal to sell top-of-the-line weaponry to NATO, including defensive Patriot missiles meant for distribution in Ukraine. The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to resume layoffs at the Department of Education. U.S. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon is pleased at Monday's ruling.
This is a real victory, I think, for the future of American education.
McMahon said not being able to fired department personnel was a roadblock to the White House goal of returning education back to the states and out of the hands of the federal government. Some officials say adequate staffing could have saved more lives in the deadly fire at a nursing home in Fall River, Massachusetts, that killed at least 9 people. Fall River Firefighters Union President Michael O'Regan told reporters Monday that in Fall River, lives are a budgetary concern, adding last night was an example of this. Andrew Cuomo is officially running as an independent in the race for New York City mayor. Kristen Marks reports.
The former New York governor made the announcement on social media Monday.
And I am in it to win it.
Cuomo, who lost to Zohran Mamdani in the Democratic primary last month, says he'll focus on lower rents, safer streets, and affordable child care.
Every day I'm going to be hitting the streets, meeting you where you are.
This as he's reportedly vowing to drop out of the race by mid-September if he's not Mamdani's lead rival, and is calling on others to do so, including Mayor Eric Adams, who's also running as an independent.
Kristen Marks reporting. Voters are split on President Trump's big, beautiful bill. The latest Harvard Caps Harris poll found 44% of respondents said they supported the Republicans' major policy bill. I'm Brian Shook.
Brian.
New Jersey 101.5. 1105 is your New Jersey chime time.
Now, a check on New Jersey fast traffic.
We still have plenty of flooding on eastbound 78 at exit 41. That's blocking two lanes. And on 22, you have full closure both ways around Washington Avenue. And again, both ways near Glenside Avenue. We're also shut down on 27, both ways around New Brunswick Avenue. And 28 has a closure both ways around Halleck Avenue because of flooding. Northbound 35 still shut down at Cliffwood Avenue in Aberdeen because of flooding. And 46 is a closure both ways around Main Street and Netcong, but that's because of a down pole. Route 9 is closed northbound at the Victory Circle and South Amboy because of flooding, and you have lanes closed on Route 9 both ways at Indian Head Road and Toms River. That's for overnight construction. And if you're leaving New Jersey, the George Washington Bridge, still about 40 minutes with the upper level. Better with the lower deck, though. Not too bad at the Lincoln or the Holland Tunnels, but be careful out there if you have to drive. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 11:18. I'm Adam Walsky on New Jersey 101.5.
Connect with us anytime. Call us at 1-800-283-1015 or drop us a message on our app, New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It'll be warm and muggy overnight with some clearing, maybe a stray shower, thunderstorm left over, and there can certainly be some lingering areas of flooding from the earlier heavy rain. Lows will be in the lower 70s. A humid day Tuesday with partial sun, maybe an afternoon thunderstorm, highs in the mid-80s. Partly to mostly cloudy and sticky Tuesday night, lows in the lower 70s. And very warm and humid for Wednesday with a partly sunny sky. There will be a thunderstorm or two around in the afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 80s to near 90. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
New Jersey temperature is 73.